You're listening to the audio production of Moment Maker, You Can Live Your Life or It Will Live You, by Carlos Whitaker, published by Zondervan and read by the author.
Introduction: The Moment That Made Me. I remember the moment. It was wrapped in the scent of Play-Doh and the sounds of Karen Carpenter crackling softly on the record player in the corner of Miss Stevens' preschool room in Decatur, Georgia. The air was thick and damp. In that basement of a 1970-something Presbyterian church building, there was no telling what was growing in the corners. I was a shy kid, a Panamanian slash Mexican with an afro parted down the side like Gary Coleman on his best day, in a land of bright blonde hair, deep blue eyes, and thick southern accents. And it was the day this shy kid dreaded, the day we found out what part we would play in the 13th annual Rehoboth Presbyterian Church Preschool Circus. The year before, I'd been a lion. I remember being mortified as my scene came up. Roar, Carlos. Roar loud. Roar like you mean it. Roar like Adam Shaver roars. No, roar louder than him. Roar like Adam Shaver wishes he could roar, I thought, trying to psych myself up. My classmate Adam was about 3 times my size, and I swear at 4 years old, already sounded like his dad. When the time came for me to roar, I can only describe what came out of me as the sound a kitten makes when you step on its tail. I remember the crowd erupting in laughter and my 4-year-old world imploding as I hung my mane in shame. And I have to do this again? Ah, please no. Miss Stevens' eyes were staring down through her brown-rimmed glasses at a 45-degree angle, studying the clipboard in her hands. Every so often, she would lift just her eyes and scan the room. My heart pounded. Mary Helen Addison, a dance...